This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That's a Marshmello song featuring Kane Brown. Yeah. Would you say Kane Brown is?
Right, he's a country dude.
Yeah, but well, that's clear.
From the looks of him, I thought he was like a hip-hop kind of like swaggy, like he has like a lot of cool outfits on.
Oh,
I don't picture country when I see his face. Hold on, I'll show you his
cool outfits.
I mean,
well, you know, all spangles.
Usually
and he's got
the
like a
country
sheriff
guys
star
are
on there,
like, you know, cowboy hats. And he's always wearing like a regular. He looks like a rapper to me, you know. But
yeah, I don't see any cowboy stuff. He's got like the backwards ball cap on and a lot of those.
Maybe it's wrong that I associate country with cowboy hats and stuff, but you know.
No, I do for sure.
Yeah,
and I picture a little bit shaggier hair too. He's got it's kind of tight.
I don't, and cool outfits, I don't think of rappers at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? You don't think that, you know, Miles a chain and, you know, bling?
You know what? I don't mind the chain. It's the matchy-matchy thing where they're like, my ball cap matches my shoes, everyone. And look, my socks, too. Like, I just go, what are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's really cool.
Super weird.
Super cool, you know.
That Gucci designed them.
That's sure. Is, you know, Prada or something.
Your belt, your shoes, your socks, your hat.
Yeah.
All match?
Matchy-matchy, baby.
And it costs as much as your
it's
car.
It's cool.
Okay.
More than your car. Please.
Where do you shop? In the Garanimal section?
I know that this is going to be a working outfit because it's all purple, top to bottom, every bit of it. It's all the right purple. I got more of a royal purple back home in my closet. Anyway, hi. It's Thursday already. Hey. Thanks, Morgan. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way. Low rate, simple, honest, and I'm doing the wrong damn thing spot here. Sorry. Love NorCalCU.org, but our sponsor is The Organic Coup. You want to eat how you know you can make a difference every day for our planet? You got it. Eat organic. Eat at The Organic Coup. Jesus. Oh, I'm super good at this.
They're delicious.
Oh, I know. And The Organic Who is going to be feeding us at our live Halloween broadcast. It's on Halloween Day.
Next Thursday.
1 week from today at the Winchester Mystery House. We'll be there from 6 to 9 broadcasting. We'd love to have you come down and say hello. We'll have costume contests, so you don't have to come in costume, but it's great if you do. You could win some prizes. And then breakfast from The Organic Who while supplies last. Start your Halloween at San Jose's spookiest spot. Mwah-ah-ah. Hey, do you have any idea which one of the promos made it on? Because Vinny did the funniest promo.
Oh, we're going to go for that, but we needed the update. Remember?
Yeah, I know, but
we
wanted
to update the
is it going
to
be the...
A...
Wah, ah, ah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going
to. I hope you don't.
Yeah, no, we got to do that.
Well, no, I mean...
People will love hearing that 50 times.
Enthusiasm
that's the problem.
That.
I like it.
Not to mention, I don't even know why I did like that.
Because you just did.
It
you
was
were
completely
you
unplanned.
You were gripped by the spirit.
Yeah, I wished, and after I did
great.
It, I wished I didn't.
And now we have to use that one since we're talking about it.
Great.
Hello.
Thanks.
It's true. That's what really hurts. ASMR, we were talking about this a lot, maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago. And I really think these things are cool. They were, I want to say, actually maybe even more than 6 months ago because... Zoe Kravitz did an ASMR style for some beer. I don't even
know. It was a commercial.
Miller Ultra or something like that.
Yeah. And it's basically this kind of trance-like thing you can find yourself in. It's actually called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And Vinny had talked about this, about it happening to him in the doctor's office. I was like, I feel like I've felt that. It's almost like a quiet thing where just the sounds... So you get the idea, though. You get into.
Let
this
me tell
weird...
my story
yeah,
real
yeah,
quick. So the thing is my whole life I've had this weird, neat. You're not high, but it's a weird, neat feeling that I get, and it's
not even like a trance.
It's not ever been something that I can create. It's something that happens, and then I want to stay in it, but I'm not even in control of the people who are causing it. So it'll happen at a doctor's office when a doctor's working around you and it's quiet and there's just this weird, they're in your space, but you're only hearing, you can maybe even hear their skin touching their own skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's really quiet, and it creates this weird zoned out feeling in me. And when you guys started talking about, I think you did the story and you were talking about the feeling that you get, I was like, oh, I get that. I don't get it because I've watched a video, but right. I get it all the time. In a dentist
office.
People
must be looking for it.
Weird moments will create that, and you find yourself in it, and you just go, I'm not going to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be pretty much silent, and the sounds have to be non-disruptive, which I think is what is sort of ruining the video we're going to play for you today. Katy Perry does her first sensual ASMR, and it is not relaxing. So she's got some new...
That.
Oh, there it is.
That's another... In an office
this
setting,
of
you
pencil.
Can get it.
I love this.
I definitely have...
I like that sound, too.
If I've gotten onto it, it's been like in school when everyone's taking a test mm-hmm. and you could hear just the shuffling, the light shuffling in the room and the sound of pencils. I don't even know if they use pencils anymore.
That's
nice.
It.
It's nice.
That's really it. So this is a promotion for her new song.
I have to say... It's silly because obviously they all know she's in a motorcycle shop and the guy's in the background just working on motorcycles and she's in there trying to be quiet.
The only part that was bad was her. Like if she would have just said her lyrics more slowly,
mm-hmm.
it would have created that trance that you're trying to find.
And if she could, just don't do the Hawaii.
Yeah.
Just say the words.
Right.
But anyway, that's her first foray into this.
All right.
Whether you like it or not, ASMR is a video popular trend, and Katy is jumping on that.
I'm sure it's a hit.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure.
Let's ask Jane.
It's going number one for sure.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, ASMR is kind of cool.
I love those trance things. So I've been doing this. I have got an app. Lexi recommended it. It's called Aura. And trust me, there's some money that they will get out of you if you want to be into it. But there's some free stuff too, and I did the free stuff. So it's that thing where you get in bed and you put it on, and it's like, pay attention to where your body's touching the bed. Sink into it. Let yourself fall deeply into the bed. Where your body and like
do it, it's softer.
You really
I'm in.
Do feel
you got
yourself.
Me. So you got me, Vinny.
You're sinking. Sink into it. Let yourself fall into it. It's really neat.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fall asleep.
You'd be good
right
at
now.
Doing ASMR, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Keep I going. Was listening to one
keep
last
time. Yeah,
so you're paying money for this now.
No,
love it.
I haven't. No, I have not.
You can repeat the free ones over and over. How long are they? I've
only done it.
Sleep?
Yeah. I fell asleep really fast last night. In fact, I fell asleep before it ended, and then it went on to like nature sounds.
Oh.
And they went all night. I got up in
all
the morning.
Night?
I got up in the morning, and the app was still running, and it was nature sounds.
And was your wife like, why
she
is there nature
asleep.
In here?
She's. That girl's not
so
tripping.
She didn't even
she's
notice.
Like you. She's got a 90 something every night she sleeps.
So she didn't even notice that it was going when
no.
she came in?
It was barely on.
Oh.
Very, very quiet.
Oh.
I didn't even notice
What's the name
at
of the
first.
App?
Aura.
Aura.
A-U-R-A.
I like that.
Where did I put
God,
it? Oh, here it is.
I feel so real. I feel like I've sunk into my chair. I'm noticing all the places where my butt's touching the chair. And I'm sinking into I'm falling. I'm letting myself fall.
That was actually pretty relaxing.
Yeah. I hope we didn't make anyone fall asleep.
Well, we're not trying to.
Wake back
up. Our job's
up.
Waking up people up. That's yeah. why you're like, keep going. I'm all,
Maybe you should. How about just a little bit more? I kind of like it.
I don't want to.
That'll wake you up. I'm into that. I'm into the whole thing. I, you know, doing the videos and listening to that stuff, I've never been able to recreate it. It's one of those, like, it's almost like you almost can't be trying to get into it to have it happen to you.
Well, that meditation app definitely helped me.
Well, it gives you something else to think about besides
well,
what you're
you
grinding
right,
on.
You focus on it, and it really is helping you loosen up. And really, because
How was your look at your sleep score from last night?
I don't want to right now, but I really do find myself when someone goes, relax. I go, oh, right. And I notice I'm clenching
drop
my
shoulders
jaw.
Down,
and
right.
I realize, like, wow, I am wound tight.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with me?
We're just, that's how we live our lives now, you know, that you have to actually focus to wring it out. And immediately it comes right back.
Well, but that's it. So, I mean, I like putting that on and then it says, pay attention to your shoulders where they're touching the bed. Concentrate on letting them sink in. And then you go, oh, right. I'm in bed and I'm all tensed up.
Yeah.
What
Keep
is wrong
going.
With me?
Oh
no,
God,
I'm not going
so
to.
Good.
I don't want to.
He's like, make me. My eyes are burning. I just want to close them. I just sink into this chair. Oh, it's nice. Okay, so Pete Davidson has a deal with the devil.
I don't know. What do you mean?
He just won hot chick after
oh,
another.
Oh, who's the new one?
Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Mm-mm.
Yaha.
She's not even of age, is she?
She's 18 years old.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, let's hope
deal
Cindy...
Deal with the effing devil.
Can Cindy put a stop to that?
I don't know. Maybe she likes
How
him.
Old is that kid?
He's in his 20s.
That's what
early,
I'm asking.
Early 20s.
Oh, early
20s. I don't know. 24, I'm going to guess.
He's 25.
Oh, 25. All right.
She's 18?
She's 18. They can't even have a drink. And by the way, she's a model, so there's no food on the plates in the picture I'm looking at. Anyway, he just broke that Qualley chick. Is her name Margaret? Yeah, Margaret Qualley. That's Andy McDowell's daughter. She's in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And she's the hitchhiker?
She is the hitchhiker, and she is magnificent. That girl is so beautiful and a decent actress. I mean, it seemed like it's hard to know. Only seen her in the one thing. So he goes from Ariana Grande to Kate Beckinsale to the Margaret Qualley chick just for like 2 months. I don't even know if you can call it a breakup. And now he's spotted out with this chick's name is Kaya Gerber. Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford's little girl. So I just don't know. Here's a shot.
He must be more fun than
he
lets on.
He doesn't seem super fun.
I don't see it. Wait, is that him?
That's him with the heart tattoo on his neck.
Yeah, he shaved his head.
He was done dyeing that hair. Got that blonde hair going.
Man, Cindy's daughter is the...
She's beautiful.
She's a direct chip off the block.
She really is. She got all the good stuff from him. I don't even know what Randy Gerber looks like. I'm sure he's good looking too.
He's right? Handsome enough.
Yeah.
I've seen him on the side of a truck.
They have a boy too, don't they?
Yes.
Is he younger than the
I think so.
Kaya? Well, anyway, she's 18 now, and fair game for Pete Davidson, for God's sake. Deal with the devil. He's on SNL. He's got all these chicks.
Well, let's hope he's...
appreciative of it? Hashtag blessed?
Okay, is what I was going to say.
Oh, all right. Because he doesn't seem okay.
He's got definite issues.
Well, his dad was a cop, right, in New York City?
His dad died in 9/11. But that's, you know, and I don't, I feel bad for him.
Absolutely.
By that,
he was like a 5-year-old.
For sure, right. Anyone who was involved in 9/11, there's no question that changed you.
Right.
And that's, he has drug addiction and alcohol problems.
Uh-huh. He still smokes pot all the time.
Well, and he'd gotten out of rehab and was there with a beer going, yeah.
I'm fine. Don't worry about
he
me.
He was a firefighter.
Oh, a firefighter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you remember... it was a long time ago, but Joe Francis was actually, like, he had a home invasion, and they did all kinds of horrible things to him,
well,
like sex things.
Tell us why we know who he is, though.
Joe Francis is the Girls Gone Wild guy.
And if you don't know what that is, that's they go into bars where women are partying on spring break, and for a T-shirt, yeah. They film a...
they get him to sign a waiver, and they...
they film your daughter pulling out her cans.
Yeah.
For the viewing pleasures, the viewing audience's pleasure.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
well, $19.99 for this VHS
right.
video.
So I think this was like something he did, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong. I think he was like a USC business major. Mm-hmm. And this was his...
like senior project or something, right?
Something out of his... and he made millions.
Can you look up what Joe Francis is worth right now?
Off of exchanging t-shirts for a look at your boobies on camera.
Oh, wow. He's worth $50 million, supposedly.
You know, I saw him briefly on a show that was about his house, like in Cabo or wherever the hell he'd built this palatial. It's like on one of the design shows, they were going through this guy's house. I don't think he was on it the whole time. Or maybe they were doing something to the house or he'd ordered it. But he's, so he's this guy, lots of dads hate him and big brothers and stuff. And he had this really horrible home invasion. Like he was raped is what how the story goes. Like really, really bad things happened
to him. But it was a
revenge.
The reason right. I said you need to tell the whole story is I think it was a revenge from someone whose daughter or girlfriend had been one of his
right. I don't know who it was. But yeah, I mean, you know, okay. Does he deserve that? I don't know.
I'm not saying that's not what I was saying, but
no, I
do
know.
Think
I'm
that...
just saying, it was a pretty freaking horrific thing for
there was an
through.
Element to that in what had happened to him, and I don't even remember having heard about it until much later after it happened.
Well, I don't think he told the whole story until much later. I think that he wanted to keep the details of the sexual stuff down. But it eventually came out that this, you know, how horrific this thing was. So what a wonderful feeling he must have had on October 16th of this year when several men with guns busted into a home, took everyone's money, and attempted to kidnap Joe and a bunch of his friends.
This again?
He was at a friend's house, by the way, or neighbor's. He and a few other people were at a neighbor's house in Punta Mita on October 16th. About 20 people were there. When at least five armed men stormed in, threatening to take hostages, Joe and the others, apparently most of the people there were staff working at the house. They were tied up with wire and robbed. And then shortly after this, neighborhood security had a scuffle with the gunman who fled the area, and then police spotted him. Another residence near Joe's, because I guess this is, where's Punta Mita? Do you know where that is?
I don't know.
Mexico.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that, Nicole. Somewhere in Mexico. I need a street address, please.
Okay.
I'll show you a map here. Hold on.
So anyway, they got another call. Four other guys were in some other house there, so they were going around robbing people. Oh, so this is way down.
It's mainland Mex.
Yeah.
And it's on the Pacific side.
And it's like sort of south of the tip of Cabo.
So that's right near where we were going to go recently. My friend goes, oh, no, actually, Mazatlan's well above that, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's Mazatlan right there. My friend goes, oh, you got to go to this one place we went surfing, this one surfer's art, and it was in Sinaloa. And I'm like, dude, that is the cartel. That's the cartel. And he goes, the whole place is the cartel, dude. Like, snap out of it. What do you think?
Sounds great. Anyway, let's see. Military personnel also responded to the incident. They say discarded guns and masks were discovered at the nearby property. Joe Francis is not making any comment on this, but this is that had to be hard to have happen after what happened to him before.
But apparently he's still living a pretty nice life.
Seems like it.
Long after the Girls Gone Wild video has gone, they're not around.
No, not that I know of. I mean, maybe you can get classics. I have no idea. You're certainly not getting them on VHS anymore. Who's got a player that can play that?
It's still on Amazon.
Are they?
You're kidding me.
You can get it Prime, too. Two-day shipping, baby.
On VHS?
Is it on DVD.
Oh, DVD.
You can buy one for $34, or you can get a whole set of 10 for $199.
Now well, that's somebody's that's mom a, who signed away
no
their
doubt.
Rights to
oh
their
my
body.
God. One night in Mexico.
Or wherever, right?
Daytona. I don't even know where.
Where's that place in Texas they all go? Padre Island.
Right, right. What's going up in the news, Vin?
Tracking devices. How much would you pay? I'll insert the rest of that later.
Oh.
And more after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Thank you. You can watch this show. Alex is in for Vaughn this week, running the cameras in the other room there in the Looking Glass studio. Go to radioalice.com/watch, and that takes you directly to the Looking Glass.
You should listen to Alex on our secret show from last week, or the last one we did.
Right.
I'm halfway through it. I haven't gotten to him yet, though.
Oh.
I'm excited to hear it.
He comes in at the end. We're about to wrap up the show, and all of a sudden, he just starts dropping bombs.
Yeah, I listened.
I can't wait.
You believe that?
I can't believe
he cut some of it out, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Some of the good stuff.
Well, I know where are the raw files.
All right, great. Maybe I'll listen.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. The Nats win again. So the World Series is now 2-0.
It's
Nats
insane.
Over the Astros.
Who'd have thunk it?
Next play is Friday in Washington, D.C. at 5 p.m.
I wonder if Vaughn's going crazy. He's a D.C. guy.
He is. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
See, also there's a game tonight in the NFL. Washington at Minnesota, 5:20 game time tonight. Wind-driven wildfire has forced evacuations in Sonoma County, Geyserville. The fire's grown to 10,000 acres, 15 square miles, and the evacuations are for real. So they say winds have been up to 70 miles per hour. We haven't seen anything near that here.
No.
There's not even a breath of it.
I know, and they were saying it's like 40 to 60 miles an hour, and that it's going to die down this afternoon. I'm like, that flag is just hanging there.
Yeah, well, and I had read something, and I couldn't even find it, also because we got carried away with our other nonsense, but I'd read something that there may even be more shutdowns this weekend, but there's not the heat, so either it's wind-related or that's just...
Yeah, it must be going to get really windy, Vin.
I don't know. Anyway, so there were shutoffs in 15 counties, and still a possibility for more. Mm. This was funny just because we live in one of those high-priced places where you hear about what the rent is or what it costs for a home. I've no doubt even 20-something years ago when I was looking for my first home purchase here in the Bay Area, I remember walking into places and on principle I'd be like, absolutely not. I will not pay that much for this dump. I'm out of here.
Right. Only you could have just...
Well, yeah,
I mean, $3 million now.
This principal crap will
get you nothing,
right? You just be a renter, and you pay a lot for
someone else's
for
mortgage.
Their mortgage, right? Anyway, so I read this and thought, well, I'm sure the people of the Bay Area will get a kick out of this.
All right,
Hong Kong is notorious for high property prices. A guy just paid $969,000, almost $1 million, for a parking spot.
What?
A single 134.5 square foot parking spot at a 73-story office tower in the glitzy financial district.
Oh, my God.
But it's what you think it is. It's a parking spot.
And it's going to just have his name on it and no one else can park there.
It's just a prime location. And the owner of the spot is...
oh, my God.
Some tycoon who sold it to somebody who has an office in the building. And it's just one of those, for convenience, I have the money and I need that parking spot. So I'm going to pay what you'll charge.
And I'll bet you that guy's like, I will be able to sell this later. No problem. I'll make $500,000 on this thing. No problem. That's incredible. I thought you were going to say for like a studio apartment or something. Oh, my God.
Hong Kong is one of the most expensive housing markets, if not the.
Well, it sounds like it's $1 million per 100 square feet. Crazy. That's insanity. Is it a compact spot?
Well, it goes back to that. You know, on principle, you wouldn't pay that. Of course you wouldn't. For a place to park my car? My car's not worth that much.
Right. I'll bike to work.
And yet,
right there it is. That is disheartening.
While we're
running
on the subject
space on this planet
of paying for stuff,
mm-hmm.
How much would you pay? Let me rephrase this. Would you pay $25,000 a year? Okay.
Okay.
To never be sick again.
Well, yeah. I mean, people pay that practically for their insurance now. If you could just pay it, yeah, and never have to use your insurance or be sick. Yes. I mean, think of all the horrible sicknesses that are coming our way.
Would you pay $50,000 a year?
I might. I mean, you know, you got to have that kind of money.
Right.
But it might be worth it. Especially if you open up your 23andMe and it says, oh, you're going to get all this stuff.
It's the most worth it thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd pay it if you could afford it.
That's
the problem,
right,
is
but,
that, you know, people can't afford that.
Man, for perfect health?
I know.
For a clean bill of health at all times.
Right.
Yeah, I'd pay it.
I'd pay it, you know, I feel like maybe I'd pay it for, like, my kid or something. You know, you'd want your kid to have perfect health their whole life. I feel like I'm already... Half done.
Yeah, that's a good
far,
point.
You know,
I've definitely had that conversation with myself. Well, it's all about them. I mean,
well, yeah.
Here I am. I'm an old dude.
Right.
I've done my stuff.
Not get sick, and my kid's getting sick left and right. And I mean,
I still want to go surfing and have sex, but, you know, for the most part, the things are instant gratification at this point now. It's not the long play.
Right. It isn't. Time ain't on my side.
So, yeah, I still want to have my little fun moments, but for sure it's about...
Right. About those kids.
Although then when your kid gets snappy at you, you're like, why
the
you?
Sacrifices I've made for you.
Is this how this is gonna go? I have little moments where she'll say something to me and I'll be like, oh, this is gonna get, and it's gonna get worse. I sure hope I can maintain the ability to not be the guy who just goes, I'm checked out.
I am done with you people. You're going to be fine. You love her so much. That
I know,
just,
I know. And I'm just, but I mean.
I'm just, that, it's not the first one I worry about. It's the second one. It's going to be a tough little teenager.
The second one has just, so we're a year and 2 months in, year and a month, whatever it is. She's just learning to give us a hug. And actually, it's not even a hug. She'll like lean her head in on you. And you just get like, oh my God, I'm in it. And then she just pushes off.
Right.
Once it wiggles herself out of your hands and walks away. And you're like, oh.
That little glimpse of affection.
She's already got it figured out.
You know, those are the kids you have to hug the most because they don't learn how to do it automatically. And then you create your own reactions to that. And then they wind up being a kid who never gets a hug. You got to hug them all the time.
I am. Don't worry.
Force affection on your children. Oh. And I still force it on them. And I think deep down they like it, but they act like they don't. But I think they do, deep down.
So you're forcing hugs on, yeah, right?
All of them, yeah. I'm not going to let time go by without it. Because then it just gets harder and harder. The longer you let it go before you're giving them hugs and uncomfortable kisses, that's, you know, it only gets harder.
One of my buddies, we were talking about this because it's something that I'd talked about. Anyway, I can't bore you with all the history, but he was saying he hasn't said I love you to his grown teenage daughter. She's not out of high school yet. He hasn't said I love you to her in 10 years. And I'm like,
why?
What is wrong with you? And he's like, I feel like we've got this block between us.
Maybe that's the first chip at the block.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, you're the grown
despite
up.
Despite everything else.
Be
no
the
matter
grown
what
up.
Our block is
say
between
it.
Us. I love you and I want you to know that.
And we haven't talked about it since because I'm afraid. I know it made him feel bad, but I, as I was getting this out of him, it was definitely like, you got to.
I think you got to, especially during those years. It's so hard. You need to make sure that they know that no matter how mean you are to them, you love them.
It's weird. It happens.
Oh, boy.
It happens between parents and brothers and sisters. And
it's easy for those gulfs to develop.
Yeah. I think it even happens between husbands and wives.
Absolutely. It happens between anybody that you're in a close relationship with. It can happen to coworkers, for God's sake. You got to tell people. Force it on them. I love you. I'm going to hold you in my arms right now, and despite your squiggling, I'm going to hold on tight. Yeah. I meant squirming, not squiggling. I mean, I don't know.
Whatever. I think we understood.
Yeah.
A woman named Alexis Brown from Scranton, Pennsylvania, made plans last week to sell her iPhone 6S to someone for $100. And when she met the guy, he handed her a roll of bills. The roll was made up of two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and a fake $1 million bill.
And she walked away with it and didn't count it?
No. In fact, she said, this is fake. and he punched her and took off running.
With her phone?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Cops are trying to track him down, but that's going on out there.
That's, you got to be so careful where you meet people you're going to sell your stuff to.
I won't let the missus do the sales of things. I go and do them.
No. And you got to go like the Safeway or whatever.
Yeah, you meet at the grocery store nearby. You can't do that at your house.
In broad daylight. Not meeting you there at 9.
Oh, yeah, come to my house. Come on in. Oh, yeah, that lock's broken. What are you doing? You're walking them into your home.
Right.
Sure. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
The average American eats 110 pounds of potatoes a year.
Oh.
More than any other vegetable.
Huh.
It's kind of gross.
I don't think I'm eating 110 pounds of potatoes.
That's surprising.
That's a couple pounds of potatoes a week. I just don't think I'm getting there.
Maybe because they come in different variety, like mashed potatoes, baked potatoes.
I'm not eating
French
those,
fries.
You know?
I was thinking it's fast food.
Well, yeah. French fries are definitely, you know, the first thing I thought of, but I don't really eat that many French fries either. Although, you know, sometimes John will put French fries into the oven when we're doing, like, you know, grilling or something.
Burgers or something?
I don't think I'm eating 110 pounds of potatoes, but clearly we're consuming.
At
you eat a lot?
Much, yeah.
Really? So for you sure. eat potatoes all the time?
Mashed potatoes all the time.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
Like, ridiculous.
Is that part of your gout diet?
No, I don't think it is. I do that so that it gets me full without having to eat all the other stuff.
Which things specifically help farm your gout?
It's red meat.
Red meat.
Seafood.
Oh.
Alcohol.
All the good stuff. Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Give up everything?
Right. It's all the good stuff. So I have to try to watch what I eat. That's why I eat a bunch of potatoes.
Well, gout can't hurt that bad because you clearly...
yeah, you're clearly not making a big
push. No, I haven't had a
push.
I haven't had a flare-up for a long time. I'm lucky. My brother's...
Well, it's building up, you know.
Yeah, my brother's like full-on right now. My
dad's...
Oh,
he is?
Like, yeah.
But he likes it enough that he's like...
No, my brother's a vegetarian right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And is
and
he
still
sober?
Got it?
Yeah. This is in your genes.
Oh.
I lay back.
You don't want to exacerbate it.
But, I mean, when you're around prime rib, it's hard not to, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, if it hurts that bad, though, you'd say, I'm not eating that.
It's because I haven't had a flare-up in a while.
Yeah,
you
start to ease up.
4 years, maybe, since I've had a real one.
Really?
A
four
real
years?
One where I'm, like, in bed and I can't get up.
He's got the gout. He's not coming in, guys.
Sometimes I'll ache and I can walk it off, and I'm like, it kind of hurts. But other times, it's like pounding on you. You can't get it off your mind. Fine. Just laying there sucks. It's crazy. It's true. True story.
And then you feed it.
No.
Somebody bring me a beer.
And then I quit everything for about a year or two. And
then
I forget about how bad it was, right?
Gotta feed this thing. It's starving.
That is the nature of humans, I think, in general.
We're idiots.
Yeah, you forget how hard it was.
Yeah.
You know, like even having a baby.
Right. Yeah, I'll have another one of those.
Yeah.
I did a motion picture not too long ago.
Oh, yes. One of
after
many.
Having quit cigarettes, there I was like... Yeah,
my character smokes,
and still in retrospect, I look back, I know I was playing with fire, and luckily, I didn't find myself,
This character also drinks beer all the time.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
For my 1 second?
I couldn't believe when you told us the next day that you'd gone and bought cigarettes. Oh, I gotta go. I have to go. This guy definitely smokes.
Well, look, like I said,
you dummy.
There I am doing exactly, we all do it. You know, I mean, we're laughing at Bryn, but there I was. This character smokes. I'm actually...
Yeah.
Wasn't it... You go, Pat, you don't have cigarettes? All right, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said to him, you know, this is a film in the 70s, so...
So everyone should be smoking.
And he goes, this is his actual reaction. He goes, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
What if he put more smoking in?
All of these characters that you've been filming this whole film, none of them smoke? And it's in the 70s?
They were all, you know, it was in California. You know, everyone was on a health kick then, obviously.
You know what? I lived in California in the 70s. Even my parents would have guests over, and there's Doyle, and they put out an ashtray for him.
Oh,
Doyle with his triumphs.
They must have stunk so bad.
Well, but that's what you do. You know.
People smoke.
Enough people smoke that you'd let them smoke in your house.
It's just driven people crazy.
You're entertaining.
I can't take it. I can't have people over.
I can see the ashtray, the glass, green glass ashtray that they used to keep around.
I used to love my mom's ashtrays. It's so funny. They'd be everywhere because she and my dad were smokers.
She still is, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is she allowed to smoke in their house?
She doesn't smoke in the house. She smokes out on the lanai. They live in Florida. It's hot every day. So she just goes outside and sits underneath the lanai cover.
Oh, wonderful.
Watches the sun come up and the sun go down.
Listens to her daughter on the radio.
Yeah. She loves it. God, she was sexting me this morning. She sent me this picture of herself in a bra. She's like, oh, here's the bra you want. I'm like, oh, my God, Mom.
You going to post that or what?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, take it
she
easy.
Said, stop sexting me, Mom.
I mean, your mom, you know, she is a show off.
She looks great in the picture.
I bet she does. Right. Spiders, sharks, snakes.
All S words.
And the dentist?
Oh, huh? These are what we're scared of.
People are more afraid of going to the dentist.
I like the dentist.
Than of things like spiders, being trapped in an elevator, speaking in public. The survey also found that more than half of people would rather let a snake crawl on their face for 15 minutes than get a root canal.
Well, you know, like hard dentistry. Right. Yeah, I bet if I was getting all kinds of crap done in my mouth, I'd really start to hate the dentist, too. Like, Yuzi's, you know, she's tortured, that poor girl.
Over 40% would rather go swimming with sharks than go to the dentist. Mm. Yeah, and you've never seen a shark. Crazy person.
You've never seen a root canal.
I have, though.
I know.
I have had a root canal. I'm well aware of what's going on there.
I mean,
use
that is actually, she'll be shaking in here hours before.
You don't even know. I've texted with that girl where she's like, I'm in the parking lot crying. And I'm like, you got to go in there.
You just have to go in.
Go in. And, you know, you don't want to be a name caller, but I mean, come on. Snap out of it. It's the dentist.
Yeah.
At least you tried the gas, though. That helps.
Well, that's just fun.
You only have that in Vietnam in balloons. They just...
It's called a whip it.
You can buy a nitrous balloon?
You can buy it, though, at the bar. It's just like order it. Awesome. Hi, can I get one of those balloons? And you see guys just... I saw one guy just, boom, fell to the floor. I'm like, oh, no.
This was your last trip recently?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you do it?
Of course, I tried.
Yeah, I tried a little bit. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah,
that was the one night that I got to go out to the bar and left the wife and kid at home.
Oh.
One night in 2 weeks?
Yeah, that was one night.
Did you go alone or who'd you go
with? I went with a friend that I met. He's from San Francisco, but he lives there half-half.
Wow.
Because he grew up here and he went there and realizes it's cheap and he loves it. So he works here for 6 months of the year, goes back there and lives like a king, comes back here and slaves it away.
Oh.
And so when I got there, I'm like, hey, you want to hook up for a night? And he came through and we just had a ball. It was fun.
Is he, when he comes back here, he has to get a new job?
No, he has he's a flooring guy. He's a hardwood floor guy. So he knows the same people. You know, you can always
he's like, I'm available
he just jumps
for booking.
In and, yeah, and starts
trade
working.
Work. When you have trade work like that, you can always find gigs.
Yeah.
So, and it's good money.
People need workers.
I mean, not enough to retire on, but you can retire for 6 months out of the year over there. You know, the whole time I spent $200 for everything that I bought.
What?
Food for the 2 weeks that I was there, well, 11 days, I spent $200 total, and I was living like a king. I was
what?
Like, that right there, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I don't even care how much it costs. I'll pay for it. You know, and it was just like so cheap.
Oh, my
Manicure,
God.
Pedicure, haircut, facial cost like $7.
Manicure, pedicure?
Well, they're asking, do you want it? I'm like,
why the hell not? $7, I'll do it.
It's like 30 cents for that. And I tipped them like $3, and they're like, oh, you forgot this. And I'm like, no, this is for you. They're like, stoked. It's crazy.
Huh. Well, a lot of surfers do that. Yeah. There's a lot, not necessarily here in California, because Americans are uptight and way too bent on their retirement or whatever. But around the world, Brazilians, Australians, Europeans, they will do that. They'll do a little work, get enough money, and spend the rest of the year surfing.
Mm.
And I always think, yeah, but what about?
What about the future?
And what if something happens?
What about that?
Well, exactly. What if I don't live till next year?
Well,
then I could have.
Right. Well,
if you're swimming with sharks, you might not be. So
our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I have a friend from Fiji whose husband, from an arranged marriage, passed away, and now she is living her best life.
Oh.
And being able to see the difference in her is eye-opening.
Mm. Yeah, we're talking about arranged marriages this morning because there's this chick, Karishma, on Survivor right now. She's talking about her roommate, who's her husband, that was an arranged marriage, and the shame that her family felt toward her. They were ashamed of her until she got married.
I'll read these under slight protest, but who else is going to, right? You guys, knock it off. I got to go to work now, and I want to take a nap. I would pay for Vinny's voice. I am falling asleep on the way to work.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Can you produce a podcast of Vinny just doing ASMR? Because damn.
We should do the whole secret show today.
Holy Toledo, Vinny, you sound better than Fabio. Is that good?
Yes, it's good to sound better than Fabio. Vinny, didn't Fabio do it in ASMR too? Didn't we listen
to his?
I don't know. Oh, was it ASMR?
I think so.
I thought it was just the regular Fabio After Dark thing.
Oh, that thing right, was just goofy as F.
Vinny Sleepy Time Trance Voice. Bleeping hot.
I don't. Sleepy Time Trance Voice.
The ASMR stuff is making my skin crawl because all I could hear was her saliva in her mouth.
Yeah, that's all I heard too, and I got creeped out.
I like it.
I used to think Katy Perry was attractive, but after hearing her mouth noises from that video,
I kind of like mouth noises.
I like it sometimes.
Vinny, I had that too my entire life and never knew how to describe it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know, it's such
a strange
thing.
I got it
a
lot when I was in school. Well, the thing is I never could explain it to anybody. So
well,
I never
talked
about it.
You didn't even know it was a thing to explain.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that I didn't, it would come on and I wouldn't even be able to put together the things that were creating it.
Right.
But I just would find myself sitting there not wanting it to stop.
Then all of a sudden it became this thing a year or so ago when everyone started talking about it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's amazing. Holy cow.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll start with some Halloween movies for chickens.
Right.
And also what Tiffany's got planned for Christmas if you're rich. There's a thing for you coming up.
Oh, sweet.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.